Next, we will be configuring the sensor to respond to an external trigger. This is where we decide what triggers the sensor to capture an image. First, we are choosing to externally trigger the sensor because this sensor is designed to compare a live image to a pre-registered image, which is a step we will perform later in this lesson. But for now, click the radial button next to the words external trigger. By choosing to trigger the sensor based on an input from an external device, we can control how and when we capture a live image.